It's a naughty one this week in the cabin of Crapper Creek. And it's part one of part two. That's right, a two-week series. It's the best of sex in Crapper Creek. Are you ready for it?
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
All right, anyway, I have a question here. It seems America is more unified in its love of a juicy double than its love of any political candidate since Ronald Reagan in 84. Apparently,
love
sweetie.
Juicy double? Is that what
juicy
you said?
Juicy double. Hold on.
What the hell is
that? Hold on. Pornhub just analyzed its search to find out whether each state prefers boobs or butts. And the answer was butts in a landslide. People love butts. Only 10 states preferred boobs.
Well, that sucks. I got boobs, but I ain't got no butt.
You've got an adorable little butt.
Yeah, if you can find it.
Well, that's because you're a very small person. You want one. It's so funny. You want the badonkadonk butt, and other women with badonkadonk butts look at yours and go, oh, I want her little butt. So from what I figured out with women is basically none of them are happy with their butts.
None of them are. I want curly hair. They want straight hair. Yeah, no,
right,
I mean,
exactly.
Just women in general.
Yeah, I think that's people in general. So boob love is heavily clustered in New England and Big Sky country. It's like North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Utah, Montana, Idaho, Iowa. They're all about the...
Yeah. We'll keep that in mind when I retire.
Yeah. Overall, Idaho, the most pro-boob state. So they would love you in Idaho then. You'd be... Yeah.
Oh, goody.
You would be the queen of Idaho. On the other side, Mississippi, most pro-butt state. But have you ever been down south? Butts are not a problem down south. Your little butt would not even register.
I know. Trust me.
And if you look at it from a global perspective, there's more even split between boobs and butts. Along with the U.S., the other pro-butt countries, Mexico, all right, all of South America. Duh, they have like the Miss Butt contest in Brazil.
Oh, I love this. Shapely asses. There's
yes.
Wrong with that.
Same with Africa, except for Egypt. The former Soviet.
And it helps to hold your pants up, too.
I would imagine. The pro boob, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Russia, China, India, and pretty much all of Europe. They're all about the boobs. So you would be, again, very popular in Europe.
I like Canada. Not too far away.
Nope, you can go there and show the boobs there any day.
That's our neighbor, baby.
Right, they would love your boobs. And heck, I love your boobs here. You know, I think in this day and age, everybody's got a little kink in them. Everybody's a little kinky. Whatever your fetish may be, it might be something like a feather or candle wax, something simple, right? Little role playing. And then some of you get crazy, you know, with rubber suits and what have you. Good for you. I'm not here to judge. I was just looking at a new survey, as a matter of fact, kind of lays it all out. Talks about which cities and states have gotten the kinkiest during the pandemic. And apparently it's Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah, forget your French fry sandwiches. They're moving on to the bedroom. And apparently they get pretty kinky about it. I mean, well, you know, I mean, as kinky as Pittsburgh can get, I guess. Do we have some good porn music for this? There we go. The Kinsey Institute partnered with an adult toy company called Love Honey to find out which cities have gotten the kinkiest during the pandemic. And Pittsburgh ranks first in, quote, sexual experimentation during lockdown. They looked at toy sales in the 25 biggest cities, as well as self-pleasuring habits, fantasies, all that. Sacramento was on the list up there. Orlando, Dallas, Phoenix, and Atlanta. Atlanta ranked first for fantasies. Love Honey posted an interactive map, and you can go to all states. And you can find out what types of kink they're into, average sex toy size, everything. All right, so we kind of got to look up Alaska, since that's, you know, where the cabin is, right? Alaska, let's see what your kink is, shall we? Well, we ranked, we're not very kinky. We ranked 49 out of 51 states. Come on, people. Fucking get with the program. We ranked 50 for vibrators. 44th for bondage. 50th for strap-ons. Ooh, but then we jump way up to 27th for butt plugs. Wow. That seems a bit... Doesn't that seem... Oh, really? So... Because right down here it says for anal toys, we rank 32, but for butt plugs, we're right in the middle of the pack. All about the butt plug. Strap-ons, we're 50th for strap-ons. Alaska, our favorite flavor of lube, flavored lube. It's peach, by the way. That's the one we dig, I guess. Most popular fantasy in Alaska, the French maid and butler. And ladies, the average length of a dildo is just 5.3 inches. What? I thought the idea was to find something bigger. 5.3 inch dildo, that's it? That's it, Alaska? No massive double-ended dong or something crazy? I am seriously disappointed. Seems states in the Northeast ranked up higher in multiple fantasy categories. Delaware is the kinkiest state overall. Fucking Delaware? Vermont was next, New Hampshire and Maine. What is going on up there? Is it the cranberries? Is it the chowder? What is going on in New England that makes you guys so freaky? By the way, Washington, D.C., kinkier than any state in America. Big surprise. But I think we all, like I said, we all have a level of kink to us. I don't know, do you consider yourself too kinky? Nah, I think role-playing is fine. Little fetish thing, feathers, whatever. Some are more so. I won't get too personal, intimate, but I think there's ways to tell if maybe you're a little too kinky. For instance, were you disappointed when you found out that new Netflix show Iron Fist was about a superhero? Or your idea of trying something different in bed is like one that doesn't involve a dwarf? You're probably a bit too kinky if you know how to get undressed while still wearing handcuffs. Or, I think more importantly, getting dressed afterwards still in handcuffs. Yeah, you like wearing that COVID mask in public, don't you? Not because it's, you know, safety, but because it hides your ball gag. Or if your husband goes, honey, I'm looking for the jumper cables. I got to jump set the car. And you're going, yeah, it's there in the nightstand. Well, clap those on the old nipples, see what happens. Let's light up those bulbs. TSA agent, I can see it now. Their metal detector explodes when they wave it over your crotch area. You know you're too kinky. Instead of like the eggplant and taco, your emojis for sex are like a tennis racket and fire. You're massively kinky. Yeah, that's right. You'll only eat a peach if it's shaved, won't you, you sick bastard?
Good afternoon, Arctic Fire.
Hello.
Oh, I knew it was you.
Of course you did. That's because my ring is sexy.
Sure it is.
It is, isn't it? Baby. It's a sexy ring. Hello.
Sexy. Wow.
Here's the thing. Times may change, but deep down, men are still...
men.
Yeah, simple drooling meat puppets. That's basically is all we are. Well, there's yeah. This is a study out of University of New York, okay? And they found out that if a woman wants a man to do her a favor, pretty much nothing more effective than, how do I put this? Let's say if her shirt is giving off a signal that it might be cold outside.
Oh, nipply.
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 That's
nipply.
And that's all it takes for you to get any man to do anything you need.
I don't know about that.
Really?
Here, let me go give it a shot. It's 30 below out there now.
Yeah, yeah. Step outside. Go back into the warehouse.
Come back in.
Baby, I've seen you. You don't need to take your bra off.
Stop it.
Anyway, the researchers had men look at pictures of women. Some of them were poking through the shirts. Some weren't. And then the researchers asked men questions about what favors they would do if women asked. And the men who saw the more nipular photos... I love that word.
Nipular.
Nipular. We're willing to do pretty much anything the woman asked, including lending her $100, even though it was a total stranger. By the way, not just men who had caveman reactions to these photos. Women had them too. However, the research, in fact, more women are like picking up on you than men anyway, which is weird to me. But the researchers found that women were actually less likely to say they do favors for a perked up woman.
Yeah, tramp.
That's all you think, right?
That's what I think, yeah. But unfortunately, even if it were me, tramp.
But oh, I know. And I know for a fact it wouldn't work on me either.
What? Oh, you mean if your nipples are hard?
Not if mine. Mine are always hard.
I was going to say, yeah, you're probably right on that one.
No, but I mean you. It wouldn't work on me either if you were nipply.
You're such a liar. Just what? Last night, seriously, it was cold. You don't remember?
Hmm? No, I didn't. What? There's never once where you come out in your pajamas and it's quite obvious. And then the pizza guy shows up and you go and answer the door. So now, you know, he's giving you extra free pizza.
Okay. The milkman, the mailman.
Why does she keep getting all this stuff?
What the hell is all the milk?
Well, that's all going to stop once summer comes and it warms up outside, little miss. So enjoy it while it's nipply.
Yeah, back at you.
So these are national misconnections. Now, they always have them like W4M, M4W, like a man looking for a woman or a woman looking for a man or W looking for a W or an M looking for a WW, once in a while a W looking for a couple M's. I'm not here to judge. This one happens to be a woman looking for a man, and it starts with this. I'm looking for that special man. Do you like to get down and dirty around... decay? Wait, what? What was that? Do you want to frolic among some fungi? The title says it all. I'm just a cold babe living in a moldy bedroom looking for a man who wants to do the same. Oh my God. I think it's a hoarder. I'm pretty sure it's a hoarder. The jury's out on whether or not this musty love nest might be hazardous, but what's the fun in doing it without a little danger? The mattress isn't directly on the composting carpet, so while you won't be manhandling the mildew, you'll still be sexing me up while swimming in spores. I just threw up a little bit. You bring a jacket, I'll make a mixtape. I'm hot to trot and surrounded by rot. You interested? Oh, yeah, that's a hoarder. Doesn't say where it's from, but I'm picturing that little house in Salcha, just off the highway. You know the one I'm talking about. Oh, that's just... I told you, these were not good. Next up, this one is just weird. This one is a man looking for a woman. I need somebody to thumb wrestle with. Maybe even more. So that's his foreplay, thumb wrestling. I love the sport. Wait, what? It's a sport? Thumb wrestling. Okay. I love the sport and I'm very passionate about it. I have different stage names for my left thumb, but the most famous that you may have heard about, if you know the thumb wrestling crowd, this is getting very specific, is El Chupa Thumbra. He has a little mustache and I paint a red and green leotard on him for events. I'm mostly looking for left-handed partners to compete against and cheer on, but anyone with a caring and supportive demeanor and a grip of a teenage offshore drill hand is welcome. What? That's a thing? I also enjoy crocheting, shadow puppeteering, okay, and speed snapping to keep my fingers loose. Will you be my thumb connection? All right, here's the thing. He's going to want to put his thumb someplace. And it's probably going to be El Chupa Thumbra. And it probably will be in a place you do not want his thumb to go. Unless you're just into thumb wrestling, because apparently it's a sport. He doesn't say anything about sex in here, though, to be quite honest. He might just be, is it like a sparring partner, I think is what he's looking for? Because I'll tell you what, I've got really long thumbs, and I'm a master at thumb wrestling. I'll mess up his world. I'll take his title. But I don't know how much farther this thing is going, so I think I'll just stop there. There's your creepy misconnections.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
You know, when people say the 70s and 80s were a different time, this is probably the kind of thing they were talking about. Family Feud. Of course, it's on now. Steve Harvey's the host. He's very good at it. And the questions are much more risque, just so that Steve can have that funny look on his face, right? But I tell you what, 70s and 80s were a bit different. It was a different beast. Did you know that contestants on Family Feud in the 70s and 80s used to be tested for herpes before going on the show? What? If you remember, the host at the time was Richard Dawson. Before that, from 76 to 85, so for 9 years. When the show first started. Now, if you remember Richard Dawson, he was originally on Hogan's Heroes. And he'd done some other stuff, but this was really his thing that made him something. But if you remember every episode, it got really weird. I mean, to the point of creepy. If you ever look back at the old episodes, if you're old enough to remember, you couldn't do this nowadays, but he would greet every female contestant with a big wet kiss directly on the lips. The show host. So there you are with your wife getting ready to go on the old Family Feud. Gonna be on the feud. Remember, this is the theme song. It was like a hoedown. Let's play the feud. Welcome the Johnson family. Hi, Mrs. Johnson. With your host, Richard Dawson. And then he'd walk up to your wife. Yeah, come on over here, baby. Yeah. It was creepy, man. It was creepy then. I watched it in the 70s and went, ooh. Can you imagine seeing that now? And because of that, both male and female contestants were ordered to, quote, undergo a mouth test for the herpes. Now, you know, here's the thing. As a contestant, I go, yeah, I'm only kissing one. Richard kisses all of them. Can we get a test from him, please? The policy began because people actually complained about all the promiscuous kissing on the show and the many diseases that could result. But what about him? He's the one kissing them. Well, luckily, they were only searching for mouth herpes. Because if it was regular herpes, I think there would be more than kissing involved, right? I'll tell you what. To be short and bald, the world is your dating oyster. Did you know that? If you're a short guy who's losing your hair, congratulations. Guess what? You got a total package. A new poll from dating.com found it's a great time to be short, bald, and single. A third of people currently looking for a man said that being bald and under 5'7 would be no impact on their decision to date them. See, there you go. Plus, nowadays, guys are making bald look cool. For a while, it was like, oh, no, you're bald. But now it's like nobody really even, it's just kind of, it's okay. 36% said that they'd feel more comfortable making their first move on a guy who's short or missing some hair up top. So you might not even have to do anything. Just stand at the bar, put out the vibe. This last stat seems a little backhanded, though. According to the poll, one benefit of dating a guy who's short and bald is he probably won't cheat on you. Wow, ouch, really? Why is that exactly? 72% say they'd be less worried their man would cheat if he was short and bald or seen as less attractive or as seen as the less attractive one in the relationship. Overall, though, 63% of singles said personality way more important than any looks. And I totally agree. I just looked out with a girl that had both. Good personality and she's hot. So that's... What she sees in me, I don't know, because I'm not short and I'm not bald, but I don't know. She dated me anyway, and here we are. I don't know. Our first date, it could have gone better. It was weird. It was like a Halloween party or thing. Em and I think that wasn't really our first date. That's where we kind of met. Our first date, I don't remember what it was. I honestly don't remember. Well, but you got to look for those deal breakers, especially on a first date. There's red flags, right? I mean, if he arrives on a mobility scooter, ladies, do I have to continue? or she's running late because she said QAnon went long. All right. He has to split the dinner bill, and you're like, at Wendy's? Are you kidding? Really? She insists her mom tags along. Great. Or if his idea of conversation starts with, hey, want to hear me burp my entire name? It's a real deal breaker if she gets almost as drunk as you are. That's your jam, bro. Or if during the dinner you're at a nice restaurant and he whispers, quick, Doc, it's my wife. Deal breaker. Or if it's really hard to even understand what she's saying over the constant beeping of her ankle monitor, that's probably a deal breaker. And ladies, if he insists you only call him by his gaming online handle of NippleTickle69, yeah, check please. You know, the fact that these aren't too R-rated makes them even more fun. Somebody asked people to name the funniest thing they've experienced while getting it on, having sex, doing the nasty. And these just funny things. You know, funny things happen, right? Funny things happen that'll make you laugh sometimes in bed or whatever, wherever you happen to be doing it. Maybe you're in a parking garage or an elevator. Someone's Google Home speaker responded and said, I don't understand the request. While they were having, I don't know, what was the question? Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. A guy squeezed his wife's boob, and just then a train went by and blasted its horn. Quote, found out the hard way that if you're really getting into it, the sound can activate the clapper and turn the lamp on and off repeatedly. Another one, a guy says his pet cockatiel had learned to mimic his mother-in-law's laugh and kept doing it. Husband eventually stopped and said, all right, I can't do this with your mom laughing at me. I just can't do this. That would be difficult to perform. Another one, a couple was on the couch fully naked when the girl's father showed up. He didn't know they were naked because, well, they pulled a blanket up high. Then he sat and made chit-chat for over an hour. Never did figure it out, really? Elsewhere, dude blew his knee out, switching positions. It wasn't funny for him. He had to have surgery, but his wife couldn't stop laughing. That's serious. It's an expensive sex romp. This one happened afterwards. Somebody's sleep app was turned on recording them, and they realized it flagged the noise as animal sounds. Guy said, I'll be right back. He left the room, and at the exact same time, they both heard each other audibly pass gas. Ah, date fart. Here's one, a guy accidentally made a noise that sounded exactly like Chewbacca. That's what the girl said. I don't know. And finally, five words, glow-in-the-dark condom. Well, there you are. You got a good one? Something that's happened during... Like a dog licking your toes. That's happened to most pet owners at some time during it. All of a sudden you feel, says, wait a second, that's not her.
Hey.
Hi, sweetheart.
What's going on?
So, you and I have been married a while, and, you know, our kids are grown now, and we were for a while empty nesters till they came back.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But, if you remember the day, and soon they're leaving again anyway. So we like having them around. We love having our kids. We love our kids. But there's also those benefits of being an empty nester. I came up, this is a list that came out from a website, and it says the 10 best things about becoming an empty nester. You tell me what's missing from this list. Number 10, having more disposable income.
Sometimes I don't think it would matter whether they live with us or not.
They always seem to still suck money from us.
They still suck us dry. I know.
Make whatever you want for dinner. Okay.
We do that anyway.
Yeah, so yeah. It's like
they
hey,
don't even like the food we eat. So.
No, they eat crap. Well, Ryan doesn't. She just eats Japanese crap. Not having to go around the house collecting dirty cups and plates. Yeah, there's a lot less of that. I'll go with that one.
Yeah, but Ryan does the dishes regularly.
Yeah,
so that does help.
Yeah, that does help. More freedom, and you can be more spontaneous. Okay, sure.
Yeah, I'll go with that, yeah.
Cooking is easier. It's more fun, I guess. Not having to clean up after them. Well, yeah, if they're not there, that's kind of an obvious one, right? Energy bills go down because they're not using as much water or their gadgets or
Wi-Fi. Sure. Yep, that's true.
When you clean the house, it actually kind of stays clean. Yep, I'll go with that one too.
We have a dog.
Yeah, so. A big hairy dog.
And a Wilson.
Yeah, your food bills go down. Okay, I could see that a little bit. And the number one is less laundry. And I agree with that one too. But yeah,
we don't do their laundry, so that
we don't do their laundry, but still no. It's always in there. Every time I go to put a load in, one of the other kids have theirs in. But what is the one glaring thing missing from this list?
Living room sex?
Living room sex. It's not even on the top 10.
Well, I guess people just don't know.
What about just hanging out naked, right?
You know how much I don't like that.
You don't like doing that, or you don't like me doing that?
Well, both.
Really?
Yeah, you and I have talked about this. You need to put on clothes when you get out of bed.
I thought you liked it when I was hanging out naked.
I have never said that. As a matter of fact, I usually scold you. Go put on some trunks.
All right, then I can go with some trunks then. But, wow, I thought being naked around the house would have been higher on the list, too. I'll be straight up.
Yeah, I know. That's what you thought.
All right. But we both agree on the living room sex. That should have been in there, right? The one that missed the list was turning the bedroom or office or guest room a bedroom or guest room into an office. That was the other one.
Yeah, but we did that, but then they came home. So.
Right. Well, and that's when we told them we had transferred it, changed it into our sex dungeon, and they never went in that room again.
Yeah, it could have been the eyelet hanging from the ceiling. I don't know. We put a plant over it, remember?
Yeah, they have no idea. They just think it's a place to hang plants. Shh.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Glenner with you. That's right. I'm a grandpa now. Oh, yeah. I'm an old guy. Which is why I know absolutely nothing about Tinder. Apparently, it's a dating site. It's a hookup site, right? I don't think it's just for dating. And you pay like $20 a month or something if I'm getting it right. And you swipe left, swipe right, and you find somebody to hook up with. Isn't that how Tinder works? Isn't that basically what it's all about? Well, now they've come up with a new one. It's Tinder Select. Yeah. It's more exclusive. And it only costs $500 a month. Wow. And you get like, they say, access to a certain group of the most liked people on Tinder. So really? So everybody else is going, wait, you mean you've been throwing me the dregs? What do you mean? Oh, and you'll have a little badge that says select on yours, so they'll know. It's like, ooh, he paid $500 for this a month. It just drips of desperation, doesn't it, though, having that on there? I mean, some might think of it as a status symbol. Others say, wow, you're a super creep. But come on, you don't belong on Tinder Select. You don't have $500 to send. I mean, let's be honest. The last time you tried withdrawing money, the ATM laughed. And they call you a big spender at Goodwill. I mean, you can't afford it. Let's just look at your bedroom, for instance. See how it's under a bridge? There you go. I mean, you even forged the manager's initials on that yogurt store punch card. You're not going to spend $500 on this. You know that find a penny, take a penny tray at the convenience store, at Justice store? Yeah, you're mostly a taker, aren't you? Your job requires a name badge with the phrase on a stick. You can't afford $500 a month for Tinder Select. I mean, come on. You still use an iPhone 14. How sad. Oh, you drive a Tesla. Yeah, only because you altered the logo that said Tercel. Let me guess. You own at least one pair of shoes held together duct tape, don't you? Sure you do. And let's be honest, the only version of Spotify you can afford runs ads during other ads, which is why everybody's on Spotify for a month before going back to the X Rock Morning Show. I get it. Welcome back, people. Now, it's not only been a great summer, it's been a great summer to be naked. I love just hanging in the garden naked. Anything. I like being naked, but much to the chagrin of lovely Maria, she hates it when she opens up the curtains in her bedroom in the morning, looks out into her garden, see me sitting there, my robe open, drinking coffee, reading the paper. She doesn't like that. I think she still likes to see me naked, I think. I mean, I like seeing her naked. One would like to hope, right? They'll have to move to Washington. Apparently, the people of Washington love being naked. They came across some information about where people like to be naked the most. And, it was Washington. Rhode Island is second. What? Followed by Delaware, Maryland, and Colorado. So, the West and the Northeast, where people like to be, you'd think it would be like Florida, Hawaii, California, New Mexico. Nope. They didn't get enough responses in some, like Alaska, Montana, Vermont, Wyoming. Yeah, well, naked here means frostbite for much of the year. Of course, it does matter what we're doing when we're naked. Most people are totally fine with having sex with the lights off. The comfort level with that is an 8.6 out of 10. We like the lights on. It's end up poking each other and smacking heads or something. It's like, no. Most people would not be comfortable being fully naked on a beach. Comfort level for that was just 2.7 out of 10. Being naked in a sauna, also low. Along with changing in a locker room, skinny dipping, partially nude on a beach, changing in front of friends. Being naked in the doctor's office. We're about 5 out of 10. Which is all as is having sex in front of a pet. Taking a shower. That's always a good one. But you know, some people, there's a reason. There's probably reasons people may not want to see you naked. Like, is your back hair thick enough to, I don't know, host a tribe of pygmies? Maybe. Or you have really giant, supple breasts for a guy. Yeah, that third nipple, not quite the relationship closer you thought it would be, right? Thanks to the veins in your legs, maybe people call you Varicose Vic. Here's a question. Can you find your belly button without digging? Remember Body by Jake? Well, maybe yours is like Body by Shake Shack. And really, not to say your age, but that tattoo you have of a bird for your tramp stamp? Yeah, it's a swan now. With a very long neck. And Chinese words you think say peace when it actually says avocado. Now, I don't want to brag and call Maria and I sex experts, but we kind of got this thing down. We're pretty good at this stuff. We are pretty exceptional. And so we always go to her for advice whenever I have these weird articles or surveys or what have you. Here's another one about chores and sex. So we got to go to the expert.
Good afternoon, Arctic Fire.
Hello.
Why are you calling?
Well, now that's a pleasant greeting from my lovely wife.
Why are you calling?
Okay then. Last night I did a load of laundry before we left, and I just want to let you know a new study says that when couples split chores, they had not only more sex, but the sex was better.
I agree with that.
I think this here means the guy chips in on the housework. The researchers didn't really find any cases where women were the slacker when it came to chores. I don't know why men are the slackers when it comes to chores.
I think that's just an old cliche because you don't slack at all. You probably do more laundry. This weekend you did all the laundry.
I know.
I just put it away.
And that's why you have more sex than I do.
That's why you have more sex.
Wait.
Trust me.
How can one of us be having more sex? Anyway. They say that when both partners chip in on the housework, it makes both people feel more respected.
I wouldn't take it that far.
It's just like, great, I don't have to do the laundry. Now we have time. You want to have sex?
I have so much respect for you for doing the laundry. I'm not sure. Yeah, no.
No. But they say knowing that the other partner is pulling their weight prevents anger and bitterness, creating more fertile ground for which satisfying sexual encounters may occur.
Well, and having no kids helps.
Let's start with that alone.
Yeah, if you don't have to do their laundry and pack their lunches and do you know what I mean?
Life is a breeze when it's just
that?
Us.
I know.
It's all so simple. The house stays so much cleaner. It's like, I think we're making messes just so we can clean it, just so we can have the sex.
Hey, it's time for new pots and pans, by the way.
Oh, is that, you're just dropping that in the middle of this?
You're going to have to stick to it.
Oh, and don't forget to pick up butter. All right. Yeah, let's just forget the fact this is a live radio show going on right now, sweetheart. Hey, this doesn't even mention sex in the pantry on the washing machine during spin cycle, which is a whole nother level of awesome. Well, that was naughty. Hey, we're going to do it again next week. Yeah, we talk sex a lot on this show, so why not make it a whole episode or two? Join us next week for the best in sex in Crapper Creek, part two, right here on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.